50 of the passengers and crew of the Ethiopian airliner that crashed during a hijacking are believed to have survived. That's out of 175 who were aboard the Boeing 767. Two of the survivors who were suspected to have been hijackers are now said to have been passengers who'd been misidentified. The plane ditched on Saturday near the Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean off the southeast coast of Africa. The hijackers, who were demanding they be flown to Australia, evidently did not believe the captain's warnings to them that the plane was running out of fuel. Among the survivors was Franklin Huddle, the United States Consul General in Bombay. He spoke to us from his hospital bed on the French island of Réunion about the landing at sea, and before that, the moment when the hijacking began.
Somebody ran up the right aisle of the plane, went running up, sort of yelling something, and I was pretty sure it was a hijacking, but I wasn't 100% sure. I thought the guy might be crazy. And then another guy popped up from the other side, and I knew immediately that there was something going on.
And were you made aware, were the passengers made aware at some point what was going on and what was actually wanted by these people?
The pilot never said anything. The hijackers came on and said something. I thought it was, I wasn't sure of the language. It was probably Amharic, Ethiopian's main language. And then the next thing we knew was we flew endlessly. And finally, the pilot, with about 5 minutes to go, said, "We've ran out of fuel and we've lost our left engine. We're going to have to ditch. Get ready."
What is landing in the water like at that kind of speed?
What I felt was a pretty smooth landing for the first time. It was like a hard, just a hard but continuing landing, a little more than you would get with wheels. Then you got a second bump, which was like a 30-mile-an-hour accident. And then I got another one, which was like, somehow I imagine it's a 60 or 70-mile-an-hour accident, but I've never been in one. Then there was a sort of the flashlight type of thing, Homeric stuff, where you think you're going under, this is it, and you don't. And all this happened real fast, but very easy to remember for some reason. And intimate death powerfully concentrates the mind. And a second or two later, you were bobbing in the water with my life preserver, and I was trying to help some of the people around me because they didn't know how to get out of their seat, but above all, my wife was right next to me, although she was very calm and cool.
Well, when you speak about how an experience like this and the prospect of imminent death focuses the mind, the four bumps that you describe couldn't have been any more than a few seconds apart, if that. It's all happening.
Oh, right. Yeah. I would say that they were each one, the first one, the second one, maybe a half second. Hard to say. I didn't have a watch on, and I had taken off my eyeglasses and put them in my pocket, and along with a case, along with my passport, and $500 hidden away in the back of my wallet. I figured, well, if we survive, let's have the minimum. My wife, who's Thai, and all those Thais always have food with them, she was saying, "Why don't you eat a quick bite of sandwich, because it'll be a long time before they feed us if we're bobbing in the water."
You're describing yourself and your wife maintaining an enormous amount of presence in a terrible moment like this. I assume that the...
Yeah, I guess so. It's hard to say. I can't put myself in somebody else's size 11 shoes. You never know how you're going to react in a situation like that. For whatever reason, mine was calm and collected. I was more angry and nervous when they first hijacked the plane, the frustration of not being able to do something against these terrorists. And when the pilot finally ran out of gas, I at least had reread the safety manual 15 or 20 times. First announcement said, "We're going down, we've lost one engine, we're running out of fuel." The second one said, "Hold on, running on, saying emergency landing, the hijackers are here, you know what to do to them," or something like that. He had an odd phraseology that caught my mind. It was like, if you survive and they're next to you, push their head under water sort of thing. Or, "I'm fighting with them right now because the plane lurched a couple of times, not super wildly, but reasonably wildly." And the Ethiopian police general told me they were fighting in the cockpit at the last bit.
You've been in surgery today. Serious stuff?
For
your foot.
Foot and my hand. Serious enough, but, not life-threatening. I feel sorry for the 123 people who lost my life. I have my life. I was lucky. God was on my side, and I was lucky.
Franklin Huddle is U.S. Consul General in Bombay, and he's a survivor of the crash of the hijacked Ethiopian airliner. He spoke to us from the Indian Ocean island of Réunion.